Welcome to another episode of the Ignited Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm Jessica, your host, and I invite you to join in and listen to a conversation with an amazing entrepreneur who has leaned into their passion and is igniting their life and the life of others. Welcome to another episode of Ignited Entrepreneurs. Today, I have Isabelle Mercier. She is the co-founder and CEO of Leap Zone Strategies. She is a no-nonsense dynamo, which you're all about to hear really quickly here. And she's also not a stranger to the show. She has been on the show 2 times previous to today. And if you really want to go back and listen to her story, which I recommend all of you do because she has an amazing one, go back and listen to episode number 18, The Pursuit of Less But Better, and also her program Build to Rock, which is incredible. And if you want to learn about branding, go back to episode number 61. But today I have her here so that she can talk to us about how you can get paid well for your genius. And all of us have a genius inside of you. Isabelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, my absolute pleasure. And thank you for being so dedicated to helping your community with intelligent, smart content that really make a difference, you know, so kudos to you for doing that. I know how much time and attention and intention it takes. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know what? I love it. Like this is my passion. So, and I just love that, you know, that people like yourselves are attracted to it and that, you know, we can come together and we can support the people that are also like really pursuing what's important to them. So yeah. So today, okay, so I'm excited because you have a masterclass and I want to hear all about it and what it is that you're helping people with. So please share.
Yeah, you bet. And of course, you know, the opportunity here is for your community to subscribe. It's completely free. Obviously, it's a masterclass that I've taken quite a bit of time to create as it is extremely juicy. It's got, this is why I'm not calling it a webinar. It truly is a masterclass. So, reason why I created this masterclass is because too many small business owners are not getting paid well for their genius. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, what is my genius? I don't know that I have a particular genius. Yes, you do. And if it's part of your genius, you wouldn't really know that it's part of your genius, because when it is part of something that we're really, really good at doing, it seems so simple and so pedantic to us gifted with it, right? So, and what I do know, Jessica, is that most small business owners, obviously, none of them get up one morning and say, you know what? I want to start a business and I want to feel overwhelmed, overworked, and underpaid. Nobody, right? Nobody gets up that way. However, of course, people, they want to start their business because they want to create more freedom for themselves. They want to create more impact and they want to be able to grow at their own pace, and they want to get paid well for what they do and not have the limitation of having a job or a salary or a boss, right? Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just different. When you're an entrepreneur and you want to do your own thing and you want to have more freedom, then you tend to start a business with something that you're really, really good at, whether it's developing websites, whether it's baking pies, whether it's coaching. Either way, you're really good at something and people want to hire you to get your help. The problem is it doesn't mean that you're an amazing pie baker, that you're going to be an amazing business owner of pie baking. And that's the truth. And the matter is, most people are really good at what they do, but they don't have the architecture, they don't have the systems and the understanding of the pillars that it takes to build a lifestyle, to build a business that provides you with the lifestyle that you want. That's why I said, you know, some of the stats, I didn't share any of those stats yet, but 6% of all entrepreneurs will ever make it to six figures, right? So that's only 6% of everybody that's ever tried to start a business. They will make it to six figures, which is $100,000 a year of revenue, only 6%. And more than 50% of all small business owners never actually exceed making $50,000 a year. And we've even seen that that number has increased because it's 25,000 usually, but now I've been seeing a little bit more of the 50, but most, more than 50% of all small business owners are under the $50,000 mark of generating revenue in a year. And 90% of all small business owners feel like they have to discount their products or their services to so that people choose them, right? So that people choose them instead of someone else. And those are pretty horrible stats when you think about when you start a business to feel more freedom and generate more impact and more money, and then you end up with the reality of it. And the reality is, holy craps, there's a lot more things that I need to do and know and figure out in order for people to buy my products or my services, right? I'm sure that with your community, you've seen a lot of these concerns, Jessica, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, that's a big reason why I have this podcast is to be able to bring all those pieces together for people, because like you say, there's so much to learn and we never anticipated that when we, you know, first opened our doors. And then, yeah, like you say, because there's so many other people out there potentially doing similar things, it's like, how do you stand out? How do you become, like you say, your genius in your zone and make people, you know, hear that and understand and actually want to pay you versus somebody else? It's a lot of work and it can be really frustrating if you don't have a good system in place.
That's right. And you don't know what you don't know. So it's important to have, you know, a coach or a mentor or a program or masterclasses like this one, to really advance your knowledge and so that you can make the pivotal changes and or the pivotal shifts that are needed in order for you to enjoy your life and your business that much more. And what those stats are telling me, Jessica, is that there's a lot of small business owners out there that are either working way too hard for way too little money, or they're forced to give up on their dreams of owning a business that gives them the time and the money and the creative freedom that they've always wanted. And that to me is unnecessary and can actually be fixed with the right information, right? So, and this is what this masterclass is about. What I do in there is I share the three major warning signs that your small business is set up to fail in today's economy. And of course, I share how to fix that. You know, wouldn't that be cruel of me? to just state the problems and not help fix the problem, right? That would be very
teaser.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's right. So in this masterclass, that's what I do. I share the major warning signs, and then I share as well the number one formula. And I'm not saying this as a buzzword. I'm literally it. There's a key, a formula. Well, let's not even call it a formula. There are key ingredients that small business owners must have in place in order to get paid their worth and in order to attract the right people who are going to say to you, where the hell have you been all my life? People are buying more and more and more today. However, people are also more savvy. They understand more things. Like, people are savvier today than they were 5 years ago, right? So you need to always keep elevating your knowledge, but mainly also elevating the key ingredients to always tweak your business. I'm 30 years in business and there's not a year, in fact, there's not a quarter of the year that I don't elevate certain things in my business. And we always have the next level to reach. And the next level requires you to shift and evolve and learn. And every time we shift a level, I always ask myself, who is this level asking me to become, mm-hmm. right? Who is this who is this objective asking me to become? And that is the price of elevation, right? It's what it takes to take yourself, your knowledge. And not only, because a lot of us, we're all good at wanting to learn more in our industry and to better our craft. Yet we also have to educate ourselves as to what it takes to deliver that craft in a way that's not going to kill you along the way, right?
Yeah, I think also one of the things that comes up for people is, like you say, they dive more and more into educating themselves on their craft instead of educating themselves on how to now take that and have people want to pay for it.
That's right. And I've worked with a lot of people who have an amazing website, who have a brand that actually a visual brand that is appealing, and who don't have the systems that are that would allow them, or the mindset for that matter. Mindset is key. I have a client right now that she's got everything to succeed, and we're starting to work together in the new year here. She's got everything to succeed, and she's feeling the pressure of asking people to work with her, or to offering people to work with her. And I've said to her specifically, even yesterday, I said to her, every time that your mindset is stopping you from connecting with people, from offering them the opportunity to work with you, I call it the first right of refusal, right? Hey, working with me, I'm gonna get full and there's not gonna be a spot left available. I'm giving you a chance first before anyone else to actually jump on that opportunity. And anytime you don't do that in your business, assuming you think that they'd be better off with you than without you, once you get the imposter syndrome out of the way, if you're not asking them to take part, you are cheating them of an opportunity to be a better person, to be able to do what you're going to teach them to do. And that's, they're going to buy. Your prospects are going to buy. The question is, will they buy you, or will they buy someone else that may not serve them as well as you would? That is key here. So mindset is key for that. And also setting up your business so that the ingredients are there to support your genius versus dimming it. How many times do I hear, and I'm sure you've heard this 1,000 times as well, Jessica, where people, you know, they're wondering why other people that are less good than them actually do better in business. And they don't know why. And they're like, I don't understand why this person and this person are doing really well, when I feel like I bring equally, if not better, to the table. And this is not my level of success yet. Right? You've heard this 1,000 times, I'm sure.
Yeah, in my own head all the time.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And so the key here is to make sure that you're learning about the key ingredients, and you're implementing consistently those key ingredients. And these part of the masterclass as well, I'm sharing, because the goal of building a business is to, as I said at the very beginning, create more impact, generate more revenue, and create more influence, and all, and having more flexibility in your life. And it's also, at one point, it's going to be for you to be able to start having other people to work with you, so that you're not, you don't wear all the hats, right? At some point, when you start a business, of course you wear all the hats. You're the marketer, you're the content developer, you're the admin assistant, you're the, you know, appointment booker, you're everything. But eventually, in order to not dim your bulb, because at some point when your business reaches a certain level and you wear all the hats, at some point, you're going to start cracking, and you're going to start going, holy shit, do I even love my business anymore? Do I even want to do this still? And that's not because, and then you're going to doubt that you've lost perhaps the spark for what you do. And 99% of the time, what I've noticed is it's not that people have lost the spark for what they do. It's that all the logistics and all the tasks and all the admin stuff that come with a business, it eventually becomes too much, and then you feel like that's dimming your bulb instead of uplifting you. And whether you're running a Fortune 500 company, or you're a solopreneur, I guarantee you will feel that way at some point or another. I've been 30 years in business, as I said. I have felt that no less than 1,000 times throughout the years. And every time I go, Isabel, okay, what is the next step here that I need to take in order to de-linchpin me, in order to have more freedom to do what sparks me, to do what I'm actually good at? So as part of this masterclass, at the very end of the masterclass, I walk you through an assessment that's going to really, and it's five questions, and however you answer those five questions, it's going to give you a score. And that score is going to clearly indicate where you need to spend most of your energy now in order to build a business that's not going to kill you as you grow. Because at the end of the day, we all want to grow, and but we're not all set up to grow. We think we are, but we're not. Right, Jessica?
Oh, yeah. I know for sure I'm not set up for it. And I have to still get to the point where I'm even willing to let somebody else help me. So I've got lots of growing to do.
Yeah. And tell you what, I teach this for a living. And believe me, I have a few different coaches, and I always up-level my skills and my, when I learn for myself, then it helps me, but it also helps me help my clients to a different and a new level. So, you know, I'm always weary of coaches or guides that don't have their own coaches or guides or mentors, because I walk my talk, and there's nothing that I teach that I don't work at all the time. And it doesn't mean that I teach this, that it comes super easy to me. It just means that I have the tools and the knowledge to consistently apply these key ingredients in order to elevate myself, right? I am not above any of this. I am not above any of this. That's for sure.
Well, and I think I really like what you said earlier about, first of all, you don't know what you don't know, right? So and the reason you don't know it is because you haven't yet reached the level where maybe you needed to know it. But then when you get there, now it's like, okay, now I need another level of education. I need like for how to take my business, becoming the person that's ready for that next spot, right?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. Double clicked on. We have a saying at Leapzone, when we double click on something, it's not just for the computer, going deeper. Yeah. Yeah. So in this masterclass, I talk about the three warning signs that, that your small business is not set up to thrive and grow without killing you along the way. And of course, I don't want to divulge these warning signs, all of them, because I want you to, sign up for the masterclass. As I said, it's absolutely free, and it's jam packed of amazing information that you're going to be, if you implement one thing out of that masterclass, only one, it'll actually make a difference in your day to day, but also in your bottom line. And I can start with warning sign number three. I'll just share one of the warning signs. And so I start with number three, then I go to number two, then I end the masterclass with the top mistake. So warning sign number three is the spinning plate syndrome. Spinning plate syndrome, everybody has felt this before. You know, you felt like there's not enough hours in a day to get everything done that needs to be done. I'm sure you felt like you're consistently running around, putting out fires all day long. Or, you know, you feel like you're running a mental to-do list in your head over and over again to make sure that you're tracking all the tasks and that are essential. And of course, the list could go on here over and over again, but you're definitely not alone if you feel like you're wearing all the hats in your business. And there's so many different hats that are happening in business, like, my good God, admin tasks, marketing, hiring, training, actually doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is your craft, right? And then there's prospecting and networking. And I mean, there's all these millions of tasks that are all as important one to one another. And the key here is to ensure that you have, so every warning signs come with a brand basic to actually resolve that warning sign. So the warning sign is, if at some point you feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos that are killing your spark and basically robbing you of precious time that you should be investing in the things that people actually pay you to do, right? Which is your craft and Yeah, I mean, even content creation and managing client care and doing follow-up calls. I've met people whom in a networking event, Jessica, where I said, I need what you have to offer. Please call me because I'm ready to buy, only to never get that call back. Right. And I'm like, wow, exactly. Right. I'm like, how can that be? But that's because of this particular syndrome, the spinning plate syndrome. Right. And that is that can actually definitely kill your spark for your business, but also have you lose important and beautiful opportunities. Right. And and so what we go through is we go through how to actually resolve that in looking at what branding is, what branding is not, how to actually set up your processes, clean, simple processes to really help you take some of these, automate some of these things, eliminate some of these things, or set up some of these things that you need to do in a more effective and easier to deliver way, right? Which makes a big difference. So in this particular, to solve this particular warning sign, I talk about performance. Very important to be set up to be able to perform better by having what you need to have in place. And of course, I go through that in the masterclass. And I talk about four elements in this particular solution. And the elements are service, impact, freedom, income. Service, impact, freedom, income. And these are the four elements in the wheel of a car, let's say, right? And I have a great example in this masterclass. I compare a business to building a home. And so all the key ingredients that I share in the masterclass, I give you the comparison that as if it was a home. And then you'll really, really understand at a deep level what those pieces, the value of those pieces of a home, because you wouldn't have a home without heating, for example, especially if you live in North America, right? So those pieces, I compare them to a house, but I also obviously give you the key ingredients in business to really be of more service, to create more freedom, to create more impact, and to create more income. And when you're stuck in spinning plane syndrome, what you do is you're stuck in a wheel, a hamster wheel that leads nowhere. And that obviously doesn't elevate you nor your business to grow forward. And this is where people stay stuck completely, that because they don't have time to do anything else about it. And they know they need to, they know, or they have an inkling that there probably is a better way of operating, but they're not quite sure of what that way is. So in the masterclass, I talk about what is that better way of operating. And part of the program, part of our Build to Rock program, we teach you right at the beginning how to better manage your time and your priorities so that you have the time to do the necessary elevation that are necessary for you to enjoy your business more and also see that there's an opportunity for you to grow. When I speak to small business owners, they tell me, I want to grow. I'm already maxed out and I'm nowhere near the growth that I want to experience, but I can't even fathom how I could do more because there's not enough hours in a day. And that is a priority challenge as well as a performance challenge or efficiency challenge. And it's also a lack of systems that help you move the needle forward. There's different systems that are necessary in a business. How do you pre-qualify if a client is the right fit for you, whether it's pre-qualifying online through your website or whether it's pre-qualifying through a needs assessment, much like how I operate. People fill out a needs assessment before they get to me, before they get to an initial call. So a system of pre-qualifying so that you don't waste a lot. There's a lot of tire kickers out there. A lot of people who want to pick your brain, have some time from you and, you know, meet, but never actually lead anywhere. So having an intelligent pre-qualifying process is absolutely key. And then it goes to how do you further qualify if these people are the right fit for your program, for your coaching, for whatever you offer. And then how do you propose the next steps? Like, what is your proposal process, whether that's an offer online or whether it's a physical proposal for services to be rendered? What is your process for proposal? What's your onboarding process? How do you welcome a new client in your program or in your coaching practice or in your design studio? How do you renew a client? How do you complete a working relationship with a client? How do you follow up? Do you have an intelligent, smart, and fairly automated follow-up sequence? And most importantly, how do you nurture? How do you nurture your clients and prospects? Jessica, years ago, I have a 72-week nurture campaign. And of course, this did not get built over a weekend. It got built over years. And there's a client that was on any of my nurture campaigns for 7 years before that client actually joined one of my coaching programs. So had I not nurtured these people or that particular client, they would have bought someone else who took the time to nurture this for them, right? So how you stay top of mind with people, with your community, is going to dictate, because at the end of the day, people buy the people they trust the most, and people buy the people that they hear from the most, because the more they hear from someone, the more the chances they listen or consume the content. If they consume content and it makes sense, then that creates trust. And where there's trust, there's more opportunity for growth and opportunity for helping. Is this all making sense, Jessica?
Oh, absolutely. I had a similar situation where, you know, I had one of my clients came to me because she had been watching for a long time. And when she finally had the money to invest, she's called me up because she'd been watching, and she knew the content that I'd been putting out and the way that I interacted with my community that I was the one that she wanted. She just had to, you know, take the time to get to the point where she was ready. But you're right. People are watching. And if you don't have a good system for that, you know, you're going to lose them. So another thing for me is like with my podcast, because to your point, it's a lot of freaking work, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love every second of it. But I've been at it for almost 2 years now. And it's taken me this long to finally come up with a marketing system. And now it's like boom, 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 it's done. Right. But it took a while to get it in place. Why not go to somebody like you that can say, hey, Jess, have you got a system set up for your marketing plan for your podcast yet? Like, duh.
Yeah. And if your offer a map to help you go through the jungle, would you rather have that map? Well, at any point, having a map is good, but would you rather choose that map before you're lost in the jungle, or, you know, too late when you're in the jungle, completely lost and completely unsparked? I mean, yes, it's never too late, but why get to the unsparked, lost in the jungle when that's not actually necessary, right? So.
Hey, Ignited Entrepreneurs, what you working on? Well, I know you're working on something. Probably a new program, a course, book, maybe even a podcast. Well, I created exactly what you need to create, launch, and sell your new product. As a project manager for the last 15 years, I know exactly what it takes to successfully plan and complete a project. So I created the Idea to Launch in 90 Days Planner, available now on Amazon.
So that's what this masterclass is about. We talk about I share the three biggest warning signs. And then, of course, it's more than three. I share per warning sign, I share a few key points, sometimes even five or six key points that are going to help with that, with relieving that particular warning sign. And throughout the masterclass, and I make it fun, as you know me, Jessica, you know, but business, you know, the business side of business certainly doesn't have to dim your bulb. It should actually spark you. I love efficiency, and I love to tweak, 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 because the more I tweak, like you just said at the beginning, it was terribly time consuming. And not to say that your podcast is not time consuming anymore, but it's probably half less consuming than it was before due to having the right systems and processes in place. And that gives you
absolutely
right. And that gives you more time to do other things that are on a, that are more valuable in terms of what you can sell. Meaning, you know, there's no point if you charge $150 an hour or $500 an hour or $25 an hour, there's no point you spending a bunch of time doing something that someone else or that someone else could do for 16 bucks an hour or that a system can do for you for free, right?
Right. So. Yeah. And I think what I like is that you, you know, again, I'm going to say it again. It's like, you don't know what you don't know. So having a masterclass like yours, where it actually highlights, these are actually the problems that you're likely to be having. Because a lot of times we don't think about those things. We just kind of head down and off you go. And you think you're just doing all the stuff because everybody talks about all the stuff. So it must just be, I must be doing the same as everybody else. And we're all just trudging along and it's got to get done. Right. And then when somebody comes along and says, how about no, And then you go, what, really? There's another way I could do this differently. Oh, yeah. Okay. Tell me more. Right.
Yeah. So, and I'll give you,
I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, me too, you know, and that's why we get along, because we love that kind of stuff for sure. And if you, and if you're listening to this and you're like, ugh, I don't love that kind of stuff, the more, the better, and the more importantly, you need to actually watch this, this masterclass, because I share simple ways of implementing these things, and I offer assistance and help in order to, for you to implement this so that you're not alone implementing this. And I'll give you an example of a small tweak that can make a massive difference. So in the masterclass, I talk about some of the key performance indicator metrics that, that one should keep track of, like, you know, how much money was generated this month, how much money was it was expended or spent this month. There's a bunch of different key performance, what's the profit ratio. Those things, you know, they can be really dry to talk about, but let me give you an example of how something so simple can actually massively grow your business. So the store, the gap. With their performance indicators, you know, when you go to try some clothing, sometimes in certain stores, you can't take more than 3 items and they count. And then, you know, you can go back if you want, but the first go round, you can't have more than 2 or 3 items. Anyways, in Canada here, it's like that. And so what they've done is they figured out by keeping track, by testing and keeping track, they figured out that. And so, and by the way, before I say this, that's because they don't want people to steal. Right. So they count the items of clothing to make sure that they know, and the least amount of clothing possible. They thought that the least amount of theft that they can have. Right. However, they've also figured out that when they allow people to have 6 pieces of clothing or 5 pieces of clothing instead of 2, the ratio for the client to buy goes dramatically up. So when people try 2 items of clothing, there's 2 chances of those items of clothing to not fit, therefore no sales. But if you allow 6 pieces of clothing, out of 6 pieces of clothing, 1 or 2 are bound to fit and are bound to work. So just by tweaking that system, they grew by 300%. And that's huge. Right? Wow, 300% they grew just by tweaking one little tiny minute decision that they had made in the past. But if you don't know about key performance indicators and you don't know what's important to keep an eye on, how are you going to know what to tweak?
Yeah. And it's interesting because in that particular situation, they were probably mainly focused on not stealing. So for somebody to come along and say, okay, I hear you, but what about this, right? And that's what doesn't happen unless you're around people that think that way.
That's right. It's the one saying that I say often is, if you don't measure it and tweak it, you can't actually better it, right? If you don't measure it, you don't know what to tweak. And same thing in marketing. You know, you can send 100 people to an opt-in page. If nobody opts in, the point of adding another 100 is not what to do here, is to tweak what's happening on the opt-in page. But if you're not keeping track, how are you going to know, right?
So yeah, the eyes on the opt-in is probably not the problem. It's the opt-in itself, right?
That's correct, right? So all these things are just really important to understand and to be able to tweak. And of course, you know, as I move forward in the masterclass, then I go to warning sign number 2. And every time I move forward in the warning sign, you're going to feel and you're going to go, oh my God, she's talking about me. Because I know I've been 30 years in business, in bettering my own, all the businesses that I've built for myself and operated, as well as hundreds with my clients. And so with that comes, I'm certainly not saying that I know it all, by no means, but I do have a lot of insights around what's working, what's not working, how to tweak certain things and make it so inspiring as you tweak those things that you're going to love your business even more. You're going to actually have more time to do what matters and what actually brings more value to your business and your clients. And you're going to have a better bank account. And so you can thank me later, right?
I love it.
And you can thank Jessica later for bringing this on. Yes.
There you go. Yes. It's all about me.
That's right.
I love it. So, okay. So how does somebody find your masterclass? Where do they go?
Yeah. So I'm going to actually give you the link to that. And you can have that in your show notes. There's a very simple, obviously, as I said, it's completely free. And then you'll learn. And I also, for those of you who subscribe and do some of the work, or do all of the work, that'd be even better. When I send you an email to check in, if you reply with questions, I personally answer. So literally, you know, I'm invested in the successes of people who watch this masterclass and may decide to work with us at whatever level to help implement. But either way, whether you decide to move forward in working with us or Jessica or to implement some of this, literally, if you have questions, we're here. I am here and my team is here to answer, as we are extremely invested in our prospects and clients and members' success in their business. What I want, and I know what you want as well, Jessica, is to have a community filled with people who are well-served, who love their business, and who are continually learning and implementing to make life better for themselves and for their own communities, and of course, for their clients, and most importantly, for their bank account.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and this is why, like you say, I think this is why we get along, is because we do understand how amazing life can be when you find your purpose, you follow it, but when you can make it easy, right? And then you can fall in love with your life as well.
Yes. And what I know, you and I know this, is if it's complicated, yes, building a a 7-figure business has definitely a level of complexity. However, a good teacher makes things easy. So because we know that when things are easier to understand and bite-sized to implement, it gets implemented. Because at the end of the day, what you know will do nothing for you unless it's implemented. So
yes,
that's the key, right? I always say it's to, because a lot of people say to me, yeah, I've heard this before, this is common sense. And I guarantee you that the way I explain things in this masterclass, you will not have heard before. And secondly, yes, the key is to turn common sense into common practice. That's what makes a difference in your day-to-day. And that's what this whole masterclass is about. And I can't wait for hopefully everyone in your community to sign up for this masterclass and learn from it, learn from me, and learn from you as a result as well, Jessica, because I know that there's some clients of yours that are going to learn from this as well as you, and then you're going to help them implement some of this as well, right? So that it's just a win-win-win situation for everybody.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Yes. Yeah, so anybody who wants to join in and get all of this amazing knowledge from Isabel, go into the show notes. There'll be a link there for you. And I will definitely be participating in this masterclass because I know personally that I can learn a lot from you. And I'm ready, you know, I'm at that place now, like with my business and my podcast, that I'm ready to take that next step, that next level. So I know that I don't know, and I'm ready to go figure out what it's going to take for myself to get there as well. So
nice. Well, I look forward to hearing from you guys. And I'd love to know what you're thinking, what you thought of this masterclass, and also of this particular podcast interview with Jessica. I'm always happy to be here with you, Jessica. I love what you do. I love how you do what you do. And anytime I can contribute to your community, it is my pleasure.
Oh, I love it. And I'm so happy to have you here. Again, this is our third time coming together. So, and I know for a fact it will not be the last.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for your time. And I really appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Hey, this is Jessica Coulthard, your host. Thanks so much for sticking around to the end. Hope you had a great time. And we would love, love, love to hear your takeaways. What did you get from this particular episode? Send an email to ignitedentrepreneurs@gmail.com and be entered to win one of the Idea to Launch in 90 Day Planners.